WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Planned for July 18, 2017, the National Weather Service Meteorological Development Laboratory, or MDL, will upgrade the Global Forecast System-based Gridded Model Output Statistics guidance to 2.5-kilometer resolution over the continental U.S. from experimental to operational status, replacing the operational 5-kilometer CONUS guidance. This text product is known as MOS guidance. MDL began disseminating experimental 2.5-kilometer gridded MOS guidance over the CONUS with the intention of replacing the operational 5-kilometer products at some future date once all users and systems are able to use the higher resolution guidance. With this upgrade, the 5-kilometer GRIB 2 products will no longer be sent across the Satellite Broadcast Network or NOAA port and will be replaced with the 2.5-kilometer products in the operational directory of the National Digital Guidance Database on the NWS FTP server. Most of this change is actually pretty transparent to most weather folks who use the MOS products, but several benefits will come from these changes. The higher resolution grid spacing should help to make the MOS guidance better. In addition to the grid spacing being closer, a new terrain and land water mask and terrain set will be used. This change alone should result in better representation of topography and improve consistency with observational analysis data sets. There are also changes in the dissemination grid, which will result in expanded areas of the 2.5-kilometer grid, especially for Alaska and the Yukon Territory. The ultimate goal, of course, is to help increase the accuracy of the data we all use to arrive at our forecasts. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.